Hello and welcome to video number 4, and this is all about the method and the strategy of how to go about getting clients and then of course increasing the conversion rate of closing the deal. So I briefly discussed this earlier, but this is about creating screencasting videos or videos where you go to somebody's website, you show them what they're doing good or what they're doing right, and second of all, how they can improve in terms of the three items that we talked about earlier, which was leads and traffic, which is one, sales, and then profit. So as long as you can talk in terms of those things as you talk about it, it's going to make sense to them because otherwise it's just a bunch of jargon. So as long as you can say, you know, you can improve this, and if you do this, you'll actually be able to increase your conversion rate. So if you're getting out of 100 people, you're only getting one sale, or out of 1,000 people, you're only getting one sale, you could actually increase it so that you might be getting out of 1,000 people, you might be getting 10 or more. So that's how we can communicate with the prospect. And they're going to think, oh, wow, so I can do this, not invest as much money and do the same thing that I'm doing, but yet get more customers. So in terms of that, let's just write this down so that we can refer back to it. So we have leads, which are basically traffic, and then we have sales, and then we have profit. So we got revenue or total revenue, and then profit is conversions. Okay, so these are the three items that we talked about earlier. In terms of the actual video, this is what you want to do. A lot of people make the mistake of jumping in and talking about themselves and trying to prove to the prospect that they know what they're talking about. You don't want to do that. In fact, if you've watched a lot of YouTube videos, the ones that do really well are the ones that go straight into the meat, and then they may talk a little bit about themselves. But the way you want to phrase this is, you don't want to say, hey, I'm doing marketing or anything like that. You can just say, hey, my name is something something, first name, last name, whatever that is, and I help people in the dentist industry or whatever industry that you want. So the dentist industry. You could say, I wanted to make this video to show you a few things that you could do right away that'll increase your leads, sales, and profit. Now, if you don't have anything in your video that talks about like all three, you only want to mention the ones that you actually will cover. But for the most part, if you can cover all three, that is going to help your conversions because that's going to make the prospect understand the benefits that they get. So all they're going to think is, what's in it for me? All right. So, hi, my name is XXX and I help people in the dentist industry. I wanted to make this video to show you a few things that you could do right away that'll increase your lead sales and profit. Now, another thing you could say is, hey, my name is whatever, and I landed on your website. So immediately they know exactly what your intention is. So they know that, okay, you're on your website, and they're thinking, oh, that's cool, you're on my website. All right. So then you could say, I wanted to make this video to show you a few things that you could do right away that they'll increase your lead sales and profit. So another thing, show you a few things that stood out to me on your website that could do that. So you're constantly referring back to whatever that they have, website, videos, or whatever. I help people in the dentist industry. In fact, I've helped so-and-so in some sort of city and state. And then you want to immediately go into their website. So, in fact, when I would start on their website. And then I would begin recording on their website because it's familiar territory. So from this point, after you've introduced yourself, you've told them exactly what your intention is, then you can move on to the meat. So here's the meat, and this consists of what we call the sandwich method. So the sandwich method, if you think about a sandwich, there's a piece of bread on the top, and then you have the meat, and then you have bread. So here's what I mean by this. The bread is going to talk about what they're doing right now that stands out to you that they're doing right. So in essence, this is going to be some positivity. The meat is what stands out, improvements, and you never want to say anything negative. So you don't want to say like, this is bad or this is not good. You always want to talk about it in sort of a positive way. And then, of course, you want to end it with a positive note. So this way, this is actually a method that works really well simply because this will allow you to talk about a little bit positive. It brings them in. Then you talk about the improvements or essentially what you can do for them. And then you talk about the bread, which is another positive note. And at this point, you don't really need to say, you know, I can do this, it's going to cost this much or anything like that. The whole goal of this is simply to create a relationship. So what you want is you want them to respond to you and say, hey, I saw the video, you know, hey, let's talk a little bit more and get to know one another or figure out how you can help me kind of thing. So that's what you want essentially for it to happen. So this is essentially just the first approach to get your foot in the door, because a lot of people, like I said earlier, all they do is simply call people on the phone and say, hey, I can help you get more leads and sales and profit. But the reality is that a lot of these companies get those same phone calls. So you're going to definitely stand out a lot more. Okay, so the bread positive, the meat, and the bread. So let me give you some real live examples. Let's go to do a little research on a random prospect and essentially kind of do a mock video so that you can see exactly what it looks like. Okay, so what I did here is I did a search on Dentist Atlanta, Georgia, as you can see here. And what we're looking for are people who are investing money or have a website, have a video marketing or some sort of social media presence. And like I said, what you don't want is somebody who simply hasn't invested any money whatsoever. Now, one thing off the bat, I see this guy here. He's a dentist. He's running an ad, so he obviously appears at the top. The only downside is he doesn't have any reviews. Right here. So he has no reviews. So psychologically, people are going to look at this and they're immediately going to look at the ones that have the reviews. So he's probably investing money, who knows, anywhere from a couple hundred to thousands of dollars per month, and he might not be getting a lot of good results. So one thing I would say is let's just go to his website here. And let's open this up here. And by the way, this is simply random. All right. So this person is, let's see, a cosmetic implant dentistry. So that's, let's see here. Cosmetic and emergency services. Or dentists. Okay, so they do cleanings, but they also do other things as well. All right. So what you want to do is you just want to go through it and put yourself in the customer's shoes. Okay, their teeth are in pain, they need a dentist, and they want to figure out if the dentist is legit and other people have had a good experience. So right off the bat, we can say that he doesn't have any reviews. So that's a little bit of a turnoff. All right. So people want to know if other people have had experiences, whether good or bad. So that's one thing. So let's just write that down. So the positive is he is running Google Ads. He has a website. So let's write meet. Things that he can improve on, get some reviews on his Google Places page. And we don't have to worry about the positive here. This is simply the ending. This is mainly what they're doing right. So they have a website. Let's go back here. So let's take a look here. Look at everything. All right. So let's see. Do they have images? Nope. They only have an image of the office. So that's another thing. Improvements. Google Places page. Okay, this is actually going to be here. Needs images showing the dentist and happy faces. So you want to give them a little bit of tips that they can actually do themselves, so that when they do that, they will actually keep you in mind. So if they don't say yes right away, that's okay. Because if they do a few things and it actually helps them, well, guess what? They're coming back to you. So let's go over here. So we can tell off the bat that this is a royalty-free image. Well, let's go here, location, contact, menu. So looks like they have several dentists, new patient, meet the staff. So one thing off the bat I can see is they have this little menu thing, but not everyone is going to know to click on this. In fact, when you click on it, it looks like it's like an ad or something totally different. So what I recommend is, and they have a lot of links too, I would recommend that they move these links over here. All right, so let's shut that down. Menu icon. It's not natural. Move this to the top bar. So basically make a navigation bar. Now, of course, as we're doing this, we can create bullets so that it's just easier for us to see. All right, so let's go back here. So let's take a look. Another thing that is kind of annoying that I noticed that just keeps appearing is this box here. So let's see here. So every time I open a new page, this little box appears. So that's really annoying. Okay, so if I go back over here, let's see, yellow pop-up box should only appear once, not on every single page. So as you saw, the yellow pop-up box showed up on every single page, and that was really, really annoying. So let's go back here. Now, obviously, most people are going to come here and they're in pain or they want their teeth cleaned. So they want to know, are these people legit? So a lot of times they'll go straight to the meet the staff. So that should be front, forward in the menu bar. So that should be at the top. So we have front office staff, insurance. Let's go down. Okay, so we have dental. Okay. And then they have the doctors. One thing that they could do is it's very wordsy. So a lot of people are just going to scan the page. They're going to look around. So you could recommend on the doctor's pages, to put more images of them smiling. Because if you notice, they do have an image of the doctor right here, but that's it. And most people don't want to read through this. And furthermore, it's not really formatted well, so it looks like a big clump. So let's go through here. So it looks like he has an Instagram page, or each one of these doctors have an Instagram page. Okay, this one doesn't. Let's see. Does this guy have something? Let's see. Take a look at him here. So just this doctor has an Instagram page. Let's take a look. So he has a lot of images here that really should be on the website. But of course, he's kind of mixing business with personal life. All right, so in essence, this basically shows to people that he's human and that he, you know, he's a happy guy, it looks like, kind of thing. So let's write that down. Okay, so a lot of that should be front and centered. If we scroll down the page, they have a new patient coupon, which is good. So, this page right here is a very, very long page. What they should be doing here is they should be splitting up the page. For example, people are going to want to know what kind of services do they offer immediately. And if they can't find that within the first few seconds, then they're just confused. So they go here and they look through here and they're confused. They're going to exit and go to a different page. So obviously we can see that this is a fairly big practice. So they must be doing well, but they could be doing a lot better. And that's the point. So front page is too long. They need to break it up. They could have videos showing people around the office, or have the doctors make videos and simply put them on their individual pages. And then, of course, upload them to YouTube. Okay, so you don't want to do too much. You just want to do just a few. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to start out. I'm going to say, bring over here. I'll say, okay, hey, Dr. Kirk, blah, blah, blah. I did a search and just want to say, this is awesome. I found your website here. And if this is great. One thing that I want to say is that you can improve your conversions. So not a guarantee, but let's say out of 1,000 people, you get one person now. If you just simply add some reviews here, it doesn't have to be a lot. You just want to have some stars. This would actually increase your conversion rate. So I wanted to help you out because I know that you're spending money already. You see where I'm going? Okay. So you're trying to approach this as a helpful friend or helpful person. You're saying, hey, I see you're spending money. I want to help you increase your conversions. If you just add these here, you should be able to increase more conversions and more leads or more people would actually come over here. Another thing that I notice is if I come to the website, really good job on the website. It looks good. You know, it looks great. But one thing that you could definitely improve that would definitely help your conversion rate is we notice that the menu bar is here. And one thing is people are going to want to know, especially if they're looking for a dentist, who the dentists are. So what you might want to do is simply move some of these links to the navigation bar here. So they immediately find out the dentist, who y'all are. And you can also put a link for services so people can immediately find out what you provide. Because statistically speaking, and you can start spewing statistics and say, statistically speaking, from my experience, we found that If the patient is unable to find out the services within the first 5 to 10 seconds, they will leave. So I want to make sure that, you know, you're investing into this because you're already investing ad money into this, that you're getting the biggest bang for your buck. Okay, so then I would go through here and talk about all these other things. Now, the YouTube thing is good because it's kind of a doorway into other services that you could potentially offer in the future, that you could say, hey, if you upload, you know, a video and maybe answer some questions that you answer all the time, then you'll be able to get people to actually call. And when they actually call your business, they want to book an appointment. So it'll make your lives easier. It'll make your staff lives easier. You'll usually get a lot more clients that are really there because they want your services. Okay, so I would talk about that there. And yes, it does take a little bit of time to do some research. But as you do this over and over again, after you make a few videos, you're going to start to find some patterns. So a positive here is you can reemphasize this and then give some positive compliments and stuff like that. So that's essentially the video. And then, of course, you can end with, hey, if you'd like to talk a little bit more about this, give some information on how to, you know, discuss, whether it's via, you know, phone, via live chat or FaceTime or whatever. And that's it. That's basically all you want to do. And then you have to wait and see if they respond. Now, don't be discouraged. Some people will not respond immediately just because they're really busy with their business. Sometimes it takes them months. Sometimes it'll take them weeks. Sometimes they'll immediately respond within a few days. So it really depends on how busy that business is. So like I said, don't be discouraged. And sometimes they will never respond. But hey, this is a lot better than sending, you know, 1,000 emails to people that and provide no immense value. So by providing immense value, you'll actually stand out from the crowd, and this will help you greatly. All right, so let's move on to the next video and talk about how you can go about creating videos in terms of the technical aspects, the software that you're going to need, and of course, the microphones.